Phone Boy Speaks, episode 894, Billboard Goatsy. Those of you who have been around on the internet for a long time, or at least as long as I have, will know what the phrase Goatsy means. And I'm not going to put a link to the grotesque picture in the show notes, but suffice it to say, it's the early internet equivalent to what would now be a Rickroll, except in showing a video of a famous Rick Astley song. It shows something more grotesque than that. And, you know, and again, I'll leave it to you to use the Googles to find it if you are so inclined. I'm not going to put a link in the show notes because I prefer not to scar people if they don't already know what it is. However, I tend to refer to Goatsy when I talk about security vulnerabilities that are particularly bad. And in this case, this was a literal Goatsy on a billboard. And what had happened is a security researcher had found a security vulnerability in one of these video billboards that shows different pictures. And depending upon what it's been programmed to do, and the guy was able to break in very easily and change the picture that was showing in this affluent Atlanta neighborhood to the Goatsy picture. And other than mentally scarring the people that drove by it, there was no real damage done. The company was apparently not interested in fixing it before it was disclosed, and at least according to this TechDirt article, they're still not even after the demonstration, the live demonstration, they still haven't fixed it. And this is one of those things you just kind of have to wonder, where's the line in the responsible disclosure debate? Where is it okay, for a researcher to essentially pressure a company to fix a problem, right? When a researcher finds something and most of the security researchers I know want to overall improve the security of things, right? Or at least make the bugs that are found, not easy ones. And this apparently was a pretty easy one. And so they attempt to tell the vendors, and the vendor will, for whatever reason, will say, we're not going to fix it. Or it's something that it's just not worth our time to deal with. But there are some of these vulnerabilities that can be really, really serious. And so the disclosure is basically used as a means to get these companies to fix it. And, at the end of the day, if a company doesn't want to fix a problem, they're not going to fix a problem. And there's really not much you can do about it. But the question is, when security researchers publicly disclose some of these things, do they cross the line? And there's some debate. I think the general consensus, and maybe I'm wrong, is that after a certain period of time, if they don't make any effort to fix it or at least investigate or whatever, then it's okay to disclose it. And there's some debate over what a length of time is, right? The large companies that do this are kind of walking this fine line, right? Google's doing this to companies like Microsoft and Apple and whatnot. I know my employer actually does some security research on various products, and we do just responsible disclosure as well. And it's this is something that that the industry has to grapple with. And there's I think there's some general guidelines, but I don't think it's I don't think there's universal agreement about what all the guidelines should be, or at least where the lines in the sand are. So, but this is just another example of it, and I have to admit that I found the entire story amusing. I don't know what the answer is, guys. This is a tough issue, and even the Chris Roberts thing, which is still in the news cycle, as it were. There's some healthy debate over what's appropriate and what's not. I think we'll eventually come to a consensus, but unfortunately we got a ways to go, and we're probably going to have many, 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 many more of these incidents before we agree or it gets legislated, right? That something will happen that will, force what the policy should be. And I think that's probably what it's going to take, is the law being written that dictates what responsibility disclosure is, and what the recourse is, and so on. And we're it's going to happen. It's just a matter of time. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.